What else do we need to know?
All right. So let me roll these up into the global estimates. And it's now, you know, we're using some back of the envelope math, which is what we do as portfolio managers and analysts on Wall Street. So this is, I gave you the U.S. numbers, which we've done a lot of work on. So how do you estimate global? Well, you make some assumptions. So we estimate around 5 billion individuals. That's been widely reported, got the vaccine on the planet.
Wait. So 5 billion got which vaccine?
Just all vaccines. So that's why we give these huge ranges.
Including the Sinovac and the Sputnik and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why we give these wide ranges, because we don't want to overestimate. But
okay,
so 5 billion people on the planet got a vaccine of some sort. If you apply the range of the death rate in the U.S. that I gave you earlier, you get a range of globally 7.3 million to 15 million died from the vaccine.
And that 7 million to 15 million.
Yeah. And so let's there's been a study by Dennis Rancourt. We've looked at his methodology. It's different than what we do. We're not saying it's wrong. It's an estimate. And he came up with 17 million, which I think you talked about. So yep. our upper range is right there with Dennis Rancourt. Okay. disabilities, when you look at the ratio of 4 to 1, you multiply the 7 million and the approximately 15 million times 4, you get a range of 29 to 60 million disabled globally. Okay.
29 to 60 million disabled globally.
Correct. And then injuries, if you take 18% of the vaccinated, just using the Pfizer, so that, again, this could be money, but we get a range of, at the high end, 900 million, 500 million at the low end. Injured.
500 million to 900 million who had an injury that has not disabled them.
Yeah, correct.